RM Mobile.
Brad, N0TR at home.
How are you this sunny, cold day?
I'd have to concur with that, sunny and cold. Oh, I was just getting ready to go out and gather some eggs and not doing a whole lot of anything, just watching a little TV and drinking some coffee.
Did you have that kidney stone removed yet? I hadn't talked to you lately.
You know how it is getting in to get something done. They changed my appointments around, and I wondered why, and I called them. They said, oh, well, you wanted a mid-morning appointment, and you didn't have it, and so they moved it up about a month and a half, and then another appointment come up and said, first come, first serve, and I grabbed it. But I see my urologist on the 29th, and then I get a consult with the surgeon on the 25th of February. So I don't know when it's going to be, friend. But they put in the shunt, and it's from my kidney to my bladder. But I don't have that string type one. I don't have anything like some of the guys have explained to me that they had with a string sticking out.
Well, you know, I had the stent, I called it post-surgery with the string, but what you've got sounds like a different animal because that's pre-surgery. So, well, hopefully you can get it out before it starts causing you a whole lot of problems.
Showed me the CT scan last time. The ultrasound showed a stone in there that was about, oh, an inch and a quarter in diameter. And they can't go up through the normal way. They have to go in through my back. And then they use the laser to break it up and suck it out. So it's a different animal. And anything over 1.23 inches, Fred, they can't do it the normal way. It's more surgery-like, I guess you would say.
Its size and location drives everything. It drives the procedure they use, how they do it, the whole nine yards. Mine was, of course, with the tube and the camera and the laser, all internal, and they broke it up, and then I, you know, passed the fragments, or pieces, as they call it. But anyway, hope that goes well for you.
Said there'd be some fragments. Does that hurt when you pass them? I've heard people say passing a kidney stone is worse than having a baby.
And the whole stone, it is, but when you're passing the fragments, I didn't even know that I was passing the fragments other than, you know, looking in the toilet or looking in the strainer if I was using the strainer. But passing the little fragments is not bad. It's just when it's, you know, the whole stone, that's what causes you the pain.
That information, friend. I appreciate it. The only thing that I'm not too wild about is the shunt. They go up through the normal way with a camera and a little grabber, and they grab it and pull it out in the office and no anesthetic. I'm not looking forward to that.
Well, I wouldn't either. When I had mine done, I was out like a, you know, I was totally out. I didn't even know what was going on, but I guess different urologists do it different ways, but anyway. Hope you don't have any further trouble with that. I'm just about to arrive back at the office, so I'll say, bid you a good day. Say hello to Miss Bernice for me. We'll talk again, Tom. N0TR, K4RM.
Okay, friend. She's over here, and she said to tell you hi and tell the wife hi. I appreciate the information. I hate to ask about it, but it does give me some comfort to know some of the things about it. Anyways, Antarctica was on last night, Fred, and they'll be on probably again for a while. And I think the Marquesas Islands are on if you haven't got them. But I've worked them many times before, so I still work them again. just for fun. Take care, friend. K4RM and 0TR73. Have a good day.